Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, it's Dede. This is San Francisco Dam, your show for Monday, March 27th, 2023. How are you doing, everybody? This month is going by so fast. And of course, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating. I hope you have a beautiful birthday, darling. Enjoy your special birthday. I need to give condolences to those who lost their life in this new recent school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. As I understand, three school children and three teachers lost their lives. So, my condolences. Guys, San Francisco is being San Francisco. Last night when I was writing out my show notes, I was shaking with laughter. The idea of these phony liberals here getting so pissed off about the thought of black people getting millions of... The thought of black people getting millions of dollars worth of reparations is driving them to reveal themselves. First, it's not going to happen. There is no way that the dystopian, segregated city of San Francisco is going to give each and every black citizen, including yours truly, millions of dollars, excusing our debts, letting us buy houses for a dollar. Doesn't it all sound crazy? You're like, why are they doing that? To score woke points. So everyone will take their eyes off of what's really going down here. So around the world, everybody's talking about San Francisco. Oh, they're going to give reparations. Each black person's going to get $5 million. Honey, there are 42,000 Negroes in this city. Imagine. This is a city that won't provide basic homeless shelter for the many thousands of junkies enabled to live animal style, worse than dogs, outside in a flimsy human doghouse tents. Do you hear me? There's a junkie apocalypse going on hardcore since March 17, 2020, when the mayor allowed anybody with a tent to encamp on city sidewalks under the guise of the C-19 crap. You following me? Actually, I find it hilarious because these are the same people. They're such incorrigible phonies. They don't mind having a second-class citizenry that is on the street like dogs. And beware the dogs that you feed, because they get big and then they bite back. And no, I'm not calling my people dogs. This is an analogy. And of course, I got to keep it real, too. And I can't say race here, because this is not an uncensored podcast. This is not free speech. There is a certain segment that is admittedly creating a lot of crime here. That's a fact. A certain segment is criminalizing this place like crazy. And the liberals kind of shrugged their shoulders and meh, because it wasn't affecting them. It didn't start affecting them until the apocalypse that I told you about that started March 2020, when the mayor let anybody under the guise of a flu virus encamp on sidewalks. What could go wrong allowing incorrigible criminal drug addicts to live on the sidewalk like dogs? Now, y'all, a junkie is not my favorite human being across the board, regardless of their ethnicity or their gender. When you are so hardcore that you are living outside on the concrete like a dog, it's no holds barred. You're going to criminalize your immediate district. You're going to be breaking into cars, breaking into buildings, causing havoc, walking into restaurants, asking for glasses of water and napkins. And if they don't give it to you, you're going to knock things over, going to go into stores and loot. That is what's happening here. Those people thought it was okay because it wasn't directly affecting them. Now that these political Negroes It's a clown show. Some $50 million committee. I don't know. It's a clown. It's a clown show. No, I'm not going to get any money from the city. I'm San Francisco. And I'm completely sober. In fact, I'm kind of like doing my intermittent fasting. My lemon water is at my side. I've got a glass of iced coffee. No food yet. To circle back to the point, the liberals are pissed off. They don't like using the word black. They don't like to refer to people as race. That can be kind of sticky when you're trying to describe people. But I have read some things. Nothing gets a liberal more upset when they think that a colored, yeah, I'm going to say colored person is going to get some money, a big amount of money from the government. Now, if I thought it was sincere, I could be more serious about the topic. This is not serious at all. It's not going to happen. It's a diversion. And this is a diversion from what's really going on here. There is a white junkie apocalypse happening. A junkie apocalypse. White young men are streaming into San Francisco. They're coming out here because back east, it's wintertime out here. It's about 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Unfortunately, it has been raining a lot. And thank the goddess, it'll be raining tonight. Yay! Yippee! Raining tonight and tomorrow. So they're coming out here because they know it's pretty lawless. And they have their little rolling totes. They're sitting on the sidewalk. They come to San Francisco. Wow. Bright lights, big city. Look at here. Think they could get over it using their white privilege. Hush. Now don't tell me there's no white privilege. Everybody has privilege. I have privilege as a sexist, womanist, bohemian, middle-aged, libertine, not liberal, libertine, black woman. I have privilege. And there certainly is white privilege. And I know firsthand, I lived with my late great husband, Richard, for decades. I laugh when people lie and say, white men don't have any privilege. Shoot, shucks. That's why they're coming out here, because they know as white boys, and that's mainly what they are, the white boys. They know they could come out here, play the system. They could steal under the radar. People will have more empathy. They could work the system faster. It is what it is. I've been noticing on social media, more people are coming to the realization that not just a certain race of people, which I'm not saying because this is not a free speech platform, that certain race of people are not the only people criminalizing and shoplifting in San Francisco. One of my followers, he showed a video of an Asian woman shoplifting. And this certain people are the face of shoplifting, while other people are flying under the radar, stereotyped as meek and mild. Nobody's looking at them. And then a certain other people, they're doing like a middle finger in the face, like, yeah, I'm sticking it to the system. So they're putting their middle finger in their face, letting you see them shoplift, while the other ones have their head down. They're so meek, laughing behind their hands and robbing everybody blind, stealing in these stores blind. Life ain't fair, y'all. And I know I've been talking about my art. I'm just going to stop talking about my other art stuff. Everything's taking a little bit longer, and then I'll just post the links. That's where it's going to go. I know some of you are following. Some of you know what I'm working on. Some of you have seen my links. Some of you have seen, I can't say what you've seen, but you've seen the stuff, and you can kind of realize what my art process is. And some of you are new listeners, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's okay. So in short, City Hall ain't going to give Negroes no $5 million each. Liberals are losing their minds at the thought of it. There is a white junkie apocalypse. They're streaming into here daily. And that is your San Fran Fentanyl News for Monday, March 27th, 2023. And I'm calling this Mellow Monday. I love you, darling. Thank you so much for listening. I trust my vibe. I am Dee Dee Dam. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.